And now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads this week. Mike, what was it for you?
So what I can't get out of my head this week is yet to come. It's the Hungarian election on Sunday, where the incumbent Viktor Orban is well behind in the polls, 10 points down, if you believe the kind of poll of polls. And normally that would indicate defeat, but it seems inconceivable that he will accept defeat in an election. J.D. Vance has been there this week, obviously not there to support Viktor Orban. He's there to campaign against the EU and interfering in the election on behalf of his opponent, Peter Magyar, who is himself not a kind of shining knight in armour, but it would be fascinating to see if Orban does lose the vote, whether he is actually ejected from power or if he finds a way to declare the vote invalid or find some other means of staying in power. Because if he can't be removed in a what seems like would be more or less a landslide, then he will never be removed. So very, very interested to see what happens there.
Tom, do you have something cheerier for us this week? What couldn't you get out of your head?
Well, I'm reading a book on Ned Kelly at the moment, but I that's lodged in my head. But what I can't get out of my head at the moment is Artemis II, the incredible moon mission that we've all been watching in real time on TV and news sites and on social media. I'm a nerd of a lot of things, but I've never really been a space nerd. But this week I'm feeling like a space nerd. The photography is incredible. The stories of the astronauts experiences before going into space, their quite amazing technical endeavors while they're there is just so inspiring. Given that the news cycle on Earth is pretty cynical at the moment, I'm enjoying some outer space news. It's been great.
The other bit I liked about that is no one could stop talking about the toilet problems on there. And imagine spending your whole life training to be an astronaut and all anybody wants to talk to you about when you get back to Earth is, what about the toilets?
No, I'm an Artemis refusenik, sorry.
Oh, my God, Mike. Even my two-year-old is obsessed with this. He's been wanting to watch rocket launch videos. We're doing a lot of blast-offs and things in the house. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's very dull.
What was yours?
For me this week, it was I'm really enjoying the latest kind of spin-off of Jane Austen IP, which is called The Other Bennet Sister, which is a show that's streaming now, which is kind of an imagined life of what happened to Mary Bennet after the events of Pride and Prejudice. I think there's a lot of kind of crap produced in the Jane Austen multiverse, if we can call it that. But this is just like a really delightful escapist show about a truly socially awkward woman trying to find love. And it's just, it's kind of gentle, but it's well done. I'm really enjoying it. It's a real like tonic for the times. Patrick, what about you?
Mine's another visual treat, but Peter Bradshaw today in The Guardian wrote a 5-star review of Stand By Me. And it's 40 years since it came out. They're doing screenings here and in the UK and the US. And for people of my sort of Gen X generation, it was a really kind of formative movie, I think. And I also read a great essay in the New York Times that looked at it and watched it after 40 years and also watching it with children. Like I recently watched it with my kids who are about the age of the kids in the movie. And it's prompted a lot of thinking about how different my childhood was to theirs now, how much more freedom I had sort of growing up in the 80s and 90s than they do now. And then also comparing that to what life was like for kids in the 1950s, which was also kind of benign neglect, I guess. But it's great. I'd recommend going and rewatching it if you can. And it prompted a lot of thinking about how our societies have changed over that time.
Yeah, it's a brilliant movie. I was a huge fan of it in the 90s, and yeah, I think that observation about like shifting freedom in childhood is so true, even from my generation to the current one. All right, well, that's all we've got time for today. If you want to get in touch or have a question you would like answered on the podcast, a topic you think we should cover, you can reach us at australia.fullstory@theguardian.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
And thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, guys.